From APM in Austin, Texas, I'm Ben Johnson, and this is Marketplace Tech. Tacos and barbecue aside, there are a host of reasons that people from around the country and around the world come here to South by Southwest Interactive, the largest portion of the annual Festival of Music, Film, and Ideas. Brands want to raise their profiles, panelists want to push their agendas, and venture capitalists want to take meetings. Lots of people are really just here to search for the newest trends in interactive technology. One Austin company that benefits from that focus and is at the bleeding edge is Chaotic Moon. Today, we're broadcasting our show from their maze-like offices downtown. I'm in their lab space where you can find 3D printers churning out prototypes, workbenches, gaming controllers, soldering tools, and vice grips. Eric Schneider is one of Chaotic Moon's creative technologists. Eric, thanks for chatting with me.
Thanks for having me.
What are some of the things you make?
So a lot of our clients now are in the healthcare industry. Right now, there's trillions and trillions of dollars that are caused due to errors. A lot of the errors come from fatigue, cleanliness, et cetera, et cetera. So we've designed something that we call Invisible UI.
And UI stands for user interface, of course.
Yes.
So this is like a notification that I might receive on my phone from an app, but you're talking about something buzzing on your body to remind you to do something that's really key to the process if you're a doctor or a nurse or something.
Yes, exactly. And rather than the notification coming from your phone, the notification is coming from the hospital itself. In the room you're in, the hallway you're walking through, everything is defined by that using a series of eye beacons.
You guys were purchased last year by this company called Accenture. Can you just generally talk about the kind of clients that you guys have?
Yeah, we have clients all across the spectrum, from oil and gas to healthcare to multinational media organizations. Once Accenture came around and bought us out, our clients have tripled, quadrupled. Now we can really affect the lives of everyone worldwide, instead of just in Austin, the United States.
Eric Schneider, he is creative technologist for Chaotic Moon Studios. Eric, thanks for talking to me here in your space.
Thanks, Ben.
President Obama gave a keynote appearance at Austin's Long Center on Friday, more proof of the tech industry's broad influence. His comments on the boiling debate around encryption, Apple, and the FBI's needs for data was proof of tensions in the national conversation around technology and surveillance.
There has to be some concession to the need to be able to get into that information somehow.
There was a new development in this debate over the weekend. A New York Times report suggests that even with a wiretap warrant, the government is struggling to get access to messages on Facebook's WhatsApp service. In another case, yet another front in a brewing war over data access and security. In February, WhatsApp monthly users around the world hit a cool billion. We are here at the Austin-based tech company and design studio Chaotic Moon, where technologists, engineers, and developers are building products on the cutting edge to do what they call disruption as a service for big companies. On Saturday, I was just a few blocks away from here in a parking garage full of hors d'oeuvres, city mayors, and Department of Transportation Secretary Anthony Fox. The big announcement, a list of seven finalist cities.
Austin, Texas. Yeah. Columbus, Ohio. Denver, Colorado, Kansas City, Missouri, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Portland, Oregon, and San Francisco, California.
All of them have made the last round in a contest to win $40 million from the federal government for building a smart city of the future with self-driving cars. After his announcement, I spoke with the transportation secretary about smart cities, partnerships, and regulating a disruptive technology like self-driving vehicles. Can you talk about the things you're worried about as transportation secretary when it comes to the future of cities and smart cities?
You know, we have some challenges. Not every technology that we think is great today is actually going to be great when you put it on the ground, and so we have to see. And frankly, I think from a city perspective, I think a lot of cities are flat-footed, not just because they haven't been planning, but because they haven't had a reason to do it.
Should every self-driving car have a steering wheel?
Well, look, I've promised that we would spend the next several months taking a look at where we as a department should lay down a foundation for autonomous cars. I don't have an answer for you today, but
gut?
I promise. Well, you know, my gut doesn't always tell me the final answer. I don't want to give you a knee-jerk reaction.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah. Can you talk a little bit about how you're thinking about licensing, whether there needs to be a person in the car when it's moving?
Yeah, I don't know. All of the various uses of this technology are not known yet. That's part of what we're starting to think about now, and hopefully we can put some guidance out that starts to shape the future.
Give me a timeline. So you're going to announce a winner.
Sure.
How close are self-driving cars?
The technology is farther along than marketplace integration. But I think you're going to have some entrants that are going to come full on within the next five to 10 years, and probably much sooner than I'm saying.
Where were you when you had your last great idea?
One of the things that we're trying to do at the department now is we're trying to actually land ideas now. So we've actually, this year, I've told my team I'm not coming up with any new stuff. We're going to try to get the stuff we've been working on for the last 2.5 years done.
Department of Transportation Secretary Anthony Fox. Mr. Fox, thank you very much
thank
for
you,
talking
Ben.
To me.
Good to see you.
The final winner of the DOT's Smart City Challenge will be announced in June. By the way, you can follow our adventures here in Austin on Snapchat. We're at Marketplace APM, or on our Twitter feed at Marketplace Tech. I'm Ben Johnson in the middle of South by Southwest at the downtown Austin offices of tech company Chaotic Moon. And that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.